With the verification of 100 signatures, the Anti-Commons group will effectively stop all work on the project. If a remonstrance is forced, a contest will ensue between both sides of the issue to see which side can collect the most signatures. Though the self-described linchpin of his downtown revitalization plan faces a serious threat, Columbus Mayor Fred Armstrong doesn't put much stock in the effort.
At the end of the day, the only thing this will do is cost a little time. It'll cost more money.
Columbus citizen Mike Lovelace, who identifies himself as a concerned taxpayer, began the petition to force the remonstrance. So far, he's found mixed feelings toward his petition.
They won't sign the petition because they fear their jobs. A lot of them work for the city. A lot of them work for Cummins. And they feel that their name's on the petition. That's why it's good. It's best to have a referendum rather than a remonstrance because nobody knows how you voted.
Lovelace says he's already collected between 60 and 70 signatures and fully expects to round out the full 100 by the February 23rd deadline. He says he doesn't take issue with the commons itself, just how it's going to be paid for. Businesses within the city's tax increment financing district should pay for the project, he says, because it's those firms which will most reap benefits from its construction. He also says Bartholomew County should chip in, because the facility will be used both by city and county taxpayers. Lovelace also says the city simply can't afford the project, considering multi-million dollar shortfalls in revenue stemming from new property tax laws. The mayor disagrees.
If I didn't think we could afford it, we wouldn't be doing it.
Armstrong says the city is trying to push the project forward to take advantage of low steel prices and low interest rates. The city council passed a $9 million bond in January, and multiple other donors are also on board. Armstrong says those seeking to stop the project don't understand his administration's plans to reshape downtown, of which the Commons is a large part.
The easiest thing for us to do, is to do nothing. That would really benefit our community. Just don't do anything, Mayor. Let that be a mud pit for a while. Don't worry about bringing any economic development downtown and help us pay taxes and bring jobs into the community. Just don't do anything and it'll be okay. Well, that's not the way we do business.
Lovelace says the city also hasn't presented a plan for how it will pay for the more than $200,000 in annual maintenance and operating costs for the new commons. The city never handled those costs for the old commons, as they were always covered by a private foundation. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robinson.